Welcome to the 10X experience. Do it all day.
And you know where I'm at, cause we do it all day.
Hello and welcome, Caesar,
Legacy,
and this is the 10X experience.
How you doing, guys? How you guys all feeling today?
Man, great, pumped great. Up, man. Miami is the shit. I gotta tell you, bro. I'm excited already. We have a guest today, and this being our second episode of the 10X experience. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely networking with small business owners, entrepreneurs all over town. And it's exciting, man.
Yeah. And that was the entire mission this whole time. You know, networking with people out here, especially the locals, fellow 10Xers. And just hearing the stories, seeing what they got, their struggles and everything that's going on, how they feel about 10X. So let's let them get into this and tell us a little bit about himself.
Absolutely. We'll let our guest introduce himself and tell us a little bit about his story. So
Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Paul Daniel Capote, and I was born here, raised by Venezuelans, but I can say I'm full American.
Yeah.
You know? I've been in the landscape industry for 10 years now. I started in high school, like most big-time landscapers that say that they started push mowing lawns after class or whatever.
That's how old are you now?
26.
26. So you started at 16 years old.
16.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, that's a message to mm-hmm. the younger generation.
You gotta wake up.
You gotta wake up. How did it start off? Like, did you just get a job there?
Realistically getting myself into a lot of trouble. I was entertaining myself in ways that I probably shouldn't have. And I got sick and tired of it, and I found a different way to entertain myself, which was to start a business and make money. And I didn't really see myself working for anyone else. I had done it. And, you know, my dad had his own business as an airplane mechanic. So I always, you know, that's what I saw. It's like, you're your own boss. Like, yeah, the old man is a boss, you know?
Wow, yeah.
So... And I went my own route as far as landscaping. And at first, it was just kind of for the money. I originally started pressure cleaning, washing planes for my dad, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then the landscaping people would always ask, hey, can you cut my grass? I'm like, no, I don't do that. And then they'll ask, hey, can you cut this tree? No. And then eventually, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let me just start making this money. At first, it was about the money. And now I realize I have a true purpose in this, into the next generation of landscapers.
Awesome. What's your company's name?
Paul's General Landscaping, PGL.
Nice. Can we find you any of the social
Instagram,
media?
Instagram, Miami Landscaper. That's me. You'll find a nice little show there to watch.
And just a side note, that's how we met, through social media. And once we found out we were coming out to Miami for 10X, I started looking at different social media posts from Miami. His landscaping business caught my eye, the way he promotes it, the way it makes it seem fun, the culture, employees seem like they're having fun. So I said, you know, that's somebody I got to network with out there. And so Instagram brought us here, and this is where we're at now. So you're doing a great job with that. So how do you balance the, you know, labor side of it and all the number side of the business, but at the same time, understand you got to market yourself and get out there?
You got to be different. because, you know, if you're going to focus on average, you could always give excuses and just saying, oh, I'm tired, you know, it was hot today. And it's a big challenge to go through 100 degree weather in midsummer and then get back home, get on the computer, make those calls, see who owes you, see who you gotta pay,
and then do your social media. You do it all by yourself?
The social media has to be, I do have some help with the social media as far as the post, mm-hmm. all the stories, the day-to-day, the live in action, that's me. But yeah, I do have some help, people posting, you know. I want to be on the media as much as I can.
Awesome. How many employees are currently with the company?
Six to seven.
Okay. And they're all labor on there, in the labor side, or you have somebody in the office?
My girlfriend, actually, I have to give her credit. She helped me out a lot as far as accounting, billing, all that. You could check her out, Kim the Yogi.
So she
does yoga. It's great.
Oh, nice. So she's got her own movement with the yoga industry and everything. Okay. Well,
and there's something I want to touch base on that was really key point. And it's funny because me and Jaid were talking about this last night about how Amazon started. They started selling books, and now they're the biggest, you know, warehouse company. You can get everything, you know, for anything, something that you said right now about not even wanting to do that, you know, for a while, not cutting the trees, not cutting the grass. And now you found a purpose in it. know, and sometimes that's the thing, you know, the things that we most resist end up being the things that we needed the most.
Well, one key point there is that he just moved. He didn't have necessarily a plan to be a landscaping company.
Correct.
But he had action in place, and that action took him to actually say, you know what, let's just go full out landscaping company.
All the way. I started seeing the bigger picture after I started, you know, getting more jobs. You know, I started seeing that I could, you know, have employees. And you know, I started in 2008. I started hearing people, grown men, getting laid off and this. And I'm like, how am I going to get a job, you know?
So right.
Kind of went from there. And I just took the responsibility from there. I didn't want to just drop it. I've seen so many people, I did this and I do that. And, you know, one year you see them doing one thing. And you know, I just try to figure, just stick
to it. You stayed focused.
Yeah.
So you've been into it now 10 years deep. What are the next 10 years, like, what's your goal in the next 10 years? What does that look like for you and your company?
And implementing 10X. Like, how do you plan to 10X your company?
Yes, great point. Yeah, we'll definitely be there February 1st, 3rd, I'm going to be there. And that should be a good wake-up call because I feel I'm in a very sticky position because even though I'm young, I feel like I've been doing this for 10 years now. I expect certain results, but you know, it's all on me.
Yeah,
you know,
at the end of the day, you're just 26 years old, right? So 10 years from now, you're only gonna be 36.
36, exactly.
So So, and you're already fully engaged in this whole social media culture that we're in. Your company gets the exposure. So where do you really see yourself going? What's your goal? And maybe more short term, maybe 5 years.
No. Long term is great. I've always thought on long term, the sacrifices. That's one thing that I've said about these last couple of years. Sacrifice. Because, you know, I don't, you know, have too many nice pairs of shoes or this clothes or whatever. No, it all goes into tools. I got all these weewhackers, all these machines worth thousands of dollars. But that's what makes me my money. Some shoes are not going to make me no money.
Absolutely.
Some cool belt is not going to make me any money.
That's a great point, man. Too many people want to put on the cool belt before they put on that construction belt.
Yeah.
And it's a liability instead of being an investment, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So you're still physically out in the labor force. You do a lot of the work yourself.
I did a lot of mind over matter when I first started. So I would say, I'll do this all out and I'll work like an animal. I have the wrestling mentality. I did wrestling. But my back started, you know, saying, yo, hey, take it easy. Mind over matter is not, you know, I'm still here. My back's like, hey, I'm here. So I do have to take it easy. So, you know, I can't sit still. So when I'm with the guys, you know, I'll help out and whatnot. But, you know, I get in my head, okay, my job is to think and process everything that's going on, talk to clients, message clients, all that. Well, my crew, you know, I just delegate. You got to learn how to delegate.
Yes.
Yeah. Delegating and then delegating to the right people.
Yeah. You know, and the only way you can truly delegate something is if you're in the trenches yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just leading from the top down, it's easy for people to say, well, you don't know how it's like out here. Oh, it's easy for you to say because you're in the office all day.
Mm-hmm.
But you're physically out there still. You're young. So, man, the future is bright for this guy. Yeah. Right, man. I'm glad we had an opportunity to meet for sure.
Appreciate it.
I'm excited for where your company is going to go, man, because you definitely have the right mentality, the work ethic. Networking with people like us that are looking to have those type of establish those relationships with people like you, the whole 10X experience. Hopefully, we can all go together as a crew.
Yeah, we're definitely.
And we got to network with more of your people. We'll network with our people, and maybe we can roll 50 deep into that 10X.
That'd be awesome, dude. So I want to dive into the 10X, man. Like, did you go to the last one?
No, but I did read several of his books, Boba. And the 10X, of course.
Yeah.
The 10X, I believe I got through the full book, but I definitely read the audio. I listened to the audio. Was hilarious. He really bumps it up. Like, he was had me cracking up half the time. So if you read the book, you know, it's great. I recommend it. I did go through the book, but the audio was hilarious.
You know, I haven't listened to the audio, so that's something I'm going to listen to.
He's like, my narrator put this random word in here. He's like super funny, man. He really makes it entertaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
10X
awesome. So, I mean, that's the big picture. That's why we're here. And the network just begins, man. This event's, I believe, is going to change a lot of people's life. It's going to 10X a lot of people's business.
Definitely.
And we're here to help each other out. Whatever we can do to help you and help the exposure and help the network, that's what we're here to do. Mm-hmm. I know through my solar company, we're looking to network through that angle. Legacy, we had a great meeting today, you know, through his delivery company. Nice. So that's what it's about, young entrepreneurs helping each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exposure. Exposure is huge.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, before I met you, I was like, hey, I think I saw you on Instagram.
So that video was put together how long ago?
Yesterday.
It feels like we've been in Miami a lot longer than just a few days, man.
I was like, this guy looks familiar. He's busy. Like, yeah, I did the song for 10X. Look, wait, I did see you.
Yeah. That's awesome. We're looking to do a lot more cool things like that, dude. So stay tuned and let's stay connected. But one last word, anybody want to?
Any other questions or anything?
Oh, no, great. Just I appreciate you guys having me out on the show. And, you know, once again, Miami Landscaper, check us out. Enjoy the show. You know, thank you once again. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to 10X.
Sounds good, man. We're looking forward to have you back after the 10X because we're probably going to be doing several episodes post 10X. To see what you got at that conference, started working, and the results that came with it. So we'll definitely invite you back, even if it's not like one that we're together. Maybe we might be in Arizona and you might be here, but we'll find a way to connect and definitely have you back on the show. So with that, thank you everybody for tuning in. This is the 10X Experience. Checking out Cesar Delgadillo.
Legacy.
Paul Daniel Capote from Miami Landscaper.
You guys have a wonderful day in Miami Beach.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.